This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Academy Awards will be handed out this weekend in Hollywood, but how important are these awards shows when it comes to the movies that you go see at the theater? We thought we'd talk about this with our SIU Reviews host, Walter Metz. He's a professor in cinema and photography at SIU Carbondale. Walter, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. It's nice to be here.
So when you get down to it, when we look at the movies that people see and the importance of them, how important is a show like the Academy Awards?
Right. So I, as a scholar, I'm not interested in the awards at all. My students are always fascinated to discover this because there's a way in which it's one of the central ways in which movies enter popular culture, that people like to watch these award shows. I actually find them like a seventh grade class election. It's very much who's popular. And even worse than that, it's studios lobbying because movies that win Academy Awards tend to make even more money even after they're released. So imagine the horrors of a seventh grade election, but where there's millions of dollars on the line. The best example of this is in 1968, Oliver, a horrible musical, won the Best Picture Award over 2001, one of the greatest films ever made. And that probably tells you all you need to know about how awful the Oscars are.
Right, because this isn't based on ticket sales. It's not based on reviews. And the people who vote are not necessarily, in your case, you know, film scholars, things like that.
Right, so the more limited awards, best documentary, best short, tend to be better in terms of the voting because the people that work in those areas vote. The worst is the big awards like Best Picture because everyone in the Academy votes. And for a lot of these films, especially since they expanded to the best 10 films, many people in the Academy haven't seen all the films, so they're sort of voting blind.
Sure. As we look at some of the nominees, of course, the one that's getting the most buzz, and it's because of its success so far, is La La Land. Mm-hmm. Does La La Land deserve, in your opinion, the best picture?
Yeah, I mean, it depends what you mean by deserve. I think La La Land is by far the best film of the year. It is an immensely complex film about the history of Hollywood. It has a beautifully complex ending. You know, there's certainly other films that matter to people. A film like Moonlight is a very moving film that's about really important things. La La Land, I think, is more subtly about important things. But, I mean, if you believe that movies should be the force for social change, a film like Moonlight really deserves to be nominated and awarded. But if it were me, who cares about the ways in which these films will matter 100 years from now? I think La La Land is a film like Singin' in the Rain that people care about now, 50 years later. I've seen La La Land 6 times, and that's just in the span of a couple months of release. So I think it's the kind of film that people will return to again and again.
When you talk about awards nominations and how important they are for continuing that film down its road to making money and towards mm-hmm. being a part of history. What about those snubs? I'm thinking, for example, of Michael Keaton this year, mm-hmm. who played Ray Kroc, and a lot of people are saying he put on a great performance. He's nowhere to be seen in the nominations.
Right. I mean, Keaton's a particular case, right? So he retreated out of the industry. This is a very bad thing for one to do. What's really interesting is that the Academy seems incredibly forgiving. Mel Gibson is nominated for Hacksaw Ridge. So here's a guy that delivered a horrific anti-Semitic rant, and 10 years later, he's back in the fold as if nothing ever happened. So it's possible that Michael Keaton's career would recover, but he really has to go back into the fold in a way that he doesn't seem inclined to do. And in terms of films that matter, it's much better that Keaton has this very negative sense of the commercial Hollywood industry. He'll pick films, a mix of independent films and sometimes higher visibility films like The Founder. And that makes for a better career. This is the career that Bette Davis had. My favorite contemporary actress is Nicole Kidman because she retreated from the industry and makes beautiful films now.
Sure. So when people are watching this weekend for the awards, in your mind, what should they be watching for?
Well, I mean, it's a form of entertainment, so they can watch for dresses and what stars say. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think if you care about the intellectual and emotional longevity of cinema, they probably shouldn't watch. They should be doing other things, like figuring out what these films are up to. But every once in a while, I tune into the Oscars just to see what's going on.
And you can hear more about what Walter Metz likes and doesn't like through our SIU Reviews series. You can find that on our website. Walter, thanks for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome.
City of stars, are you shining just for me?